Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Sabina Miller.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sabina. It's always a pleasure when you're here.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. I like learning.
It's always a pleasure, honestly. And what Christina brings to the show with the guests each week is wonderful. And this show, as everybody knows, is part of Project Independence. And Project Independence is the town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And as I go around the town, it just gets more and more accolades from people. Project Independence, a call to 311. Can get you transportation for your medical visits, transportation for shopping, social work services, light maintenance around your house, gutter cleaning, light bulb changing. I mean, the list goes on.
It can get you, if you're a senior and you're in a house,
okay.
You can have your sidewalk shoveled, the snow.
Okay, see, that's perfect. Any little thing that a senior can't do on their own, but doesn't mean they need to be institutionalized. It just, you need a little help. And it's cost effective by having volunteers that will come through the town and help you out.
And Project Independence is for a senior, like living in a two-family house with your children upstairs.
Very good point. That's really what it is. So instead of yelling for your daughter to come up, honestly, you're yelling for 311. But it really, I mean, as we have, I think it's over 11,000 people in the town have signed up, and which we'll talk on the Christina Liu show. There's just so many other programs, educational, medical, financial, scam prevention. It's amazing. And one of the most exciting things is on this show, Christina finds some of the best guests to come on with programs to help our seniors. Today, we have Blair Jones, who is the coordinator of operations and outreach, for Commodities Supplemental Food Program, which is part of the Catholic Charities. And when I reviewed this, it's amazing. I mean, they provide over 8,000 packages each month to people on Long Island, which is just, it's a staggering number.
It's unbelievable.
People don't appreciate all that you have around here. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And this is a program that our listeners need to hear more about. And we're just going to start with you giving us a brief overview, and then Sabina and I will ask questions more specific. But just what is the supplemental program, and how does a person reach out to you?
Good morning, Sabina, as well.
Good morning.
Well, the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, referred to as CSFP, that's the acronym. Well, Catholic Charities has been doing it for about 25 years, and it's a senior program. It's for seniors 60 years of age and older. It's easy to qualify for the program, photo ID.
Okay.
If you have a photo ID, live in the state of New York, 60 years of age, you don't have to be documented. We will feed you. It's income-driven. You have to make a certain amount of money. We are partnered with the United States Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
And also the New York State Department of Health. They oversee us and fund us. Our funding has went down a little bit because we've lost participation, and partly because of Superstorm Sandy. And we also, from the WIC program, which is another program that Catholic Charities runs, is Women, Infants, and Children, and that they take in the kids, yes, from infancy to 5 years old. And then we used to get them from 5 to 6 when they graduated from WIC. Well, the United States government lost funding, and since they lost funding, they took that program away from us, so we lost participation from them as well.
Okay.
And when you lose participation, and you're funded by the New York State Department of Health and
right.
USDA, they take funding away.
Right.
So part of me being here is to help bring up participation, because this is a free program. You don't have to pay anything.
Can you do any fundraising?
Oh, yeah, ma'am, we have done fundraising. In fact, I have some notations about some of the fundraising that we have done. People have been very generous. Newsday, United Health, places like, give me a second here, Unitarian Church, United Way, Newsday has helped us out, Fidelis Care, Catholic Charities USA. So, we do fundraising. We have a golf tournament once a year, sponsored by Laura Casale, and she's the CAO of Catholic Charities.
Okay.
But I would imagine, now, when I talk about fundraising, and you're talking about donors, you're talking about big people, big companies. If the average person wanted to send in $100, well, is that acceptable or not?
Certainly. They would send it to basically to Catholic Charities, the Diocese of Rockville Center, or Catholic Charities in Hicksville. That's the main office for Catholic Charities in Hicksville.
Okay. And what you would do is call 311.
Certainly.
For that address. You can give out the address.
It's 90 Cherry Lane in Hicksville.
90 Cherry Lane. But people who don't have a pen on them, you call 311. Because that's a great idea, Sabina.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to give a donation.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, which I just want to touch on, the importance of participation. People don't realize this. And we see it with Project Independence. You have to sign up for these programs because the government, whether it's the state or the federal, says they have 1,000, we'll give them so much money. You have 800, we're cutting the budget because you don't need it. Yet the person does need it. So don't be afraid. You got to call the agencies and say, listen, could you help me out this month? And numbers are so important. The money is there to be divided up between many of these worthy operations. But without the participation numbers, and that's what happens with Project Independence, with transportation, with different federal monies that we get, we have to document the numbers that we're actually giving, which is a good thing because it's a check and balance. You're not just getting money and not doing anything with it.
And then there's another thing, because I am probably the only senior within 35 blocks of here. And this, I would assume, involves seniors as well. People of my generation were brought up, you don't ask. You don't ask. And you could have a senior living alone who's getting hunger pains, but no. I don't ask. They have pride. And there's nothing wrong with asking. How many times have your neighbors or your children asked you for something? You know, it's okay.
Right. Without question.
I agree.
If I could...
Go ahead,
another subject. We have another... I used to be on another program, the Meals on Wheels program, another great program run by Catholic Charities.
Oh, okay.
And they bring food to the seniors, to the home, because they're homebound and can't get out. And one of the things is when the trucks are marked, Catholic Charities, Meals on Wheels, and some of the people we go to, they said, you can't come back anymore because the way the truck is marked... I'm a little embarrassed, you know, her neighbors.
So I
brought this problem, to my bosses, and right away they said, we're going to get a car that's unmarked. You want to take the insignia off the car, and so that we can feed the people who... So we do our best.
You don't think of something like that, but you're right. You pull up in front of the house, and there's judgment. Why are you living in that house?
They're looking out of the windows. And then they're making phone calls. Do you know she's getting help?
Right, do you know?
And you have to be left with your pride, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Right. No, I agree. Which I didn't see. This is a pickup?
We have...
Or delivery service, or both?
This is a pickup.
Okay.
You can either come to our warehouse, which is located in Freeport, at 38 St. John's Place in Freeport, and we're open 5 days a week from 8 to 4.
Just, you know what, before you go any further,
certainly.
What's the phone number?
The phone number there is 516-623-4568.
Okay, it's 516-623-4568 for anybody that may have an interest and should have an interest. Also, you can call 311, but I just wanted Blair to give out the number.
Question.
If somebody wants to call direct, they can call you direct. I mean, call this number direct, and then they'll be getting the information.
Without
Go ahead.
Question.
You can pick it up.
We have a warehouse in Freeport,
As
I said. We used to have a warehouse in Wyandanch as well to cover the Suffolk County side, but due to loss of funding, we had to close that warehouse.
Okay.
So in order for us to maybe open it back up or maybe get another site in Suffolk County, if we get more participation, the state and the federal government sees that we're bringing the numbers up, maybe we'll get some more money, to feed more people.
It's amazing. Now, what I had said to you, and I didn't pay attention, mm-hmm.
It's the Commodity Supplemental Food Program.
This is interesting
because, I go out and do outreach because that's part of my job, to bring more people to and I speak to, directors and, managers and nurses and case managers, and I say to them, I belong to the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, and I explain the program to them, and they go, wow, that sounds like the FAN program. In New York State, the program initially was known as the FAN program, and it was just food and nutrition. And they said, well, that sounds like a FAN program. I said, well, it is the FAN program. Wow, we thought that was shut down.
Okay.
And they stopped sending us referrals.
Why do they change the name when everybody knows it and they're gone? You know what? My food place is gone.
I have no idea to ask that question every time. I'm at a meeting. Why did they change the name? So that's one of the things that, you know, brings down participation. And I'm befuddled as to why. But there was a reason. But long before I got here, I don't know what the reason
is. Especially in a senior population.
Yes.
Because you used to, you know, in the younger people with social media, you could change the name every week. It makes no difference because they're very adapt to what's going on. A senior, they know ABC.
Exactly.
And you make it DCB. It's like, what
and
are we talking
seniors
about?
Seniors also don't like change.
Right, right.
Well, I'm a senior.
I'm a senior.
No, yes, you are. And I've got my kids.
I'm a baby.
No. That's right. Big John's a baby. And I've got my kids wearing name tags. So I know when you change the name, you know, it's like they don't even know where to go sometimes. I know I'm going east, right, to go home. No, you live to the west. Go to the west. So, you know, my wife says, you know, if you leave the home, I think I should follow you around because, you know, you're starting to lose it. I said, I'm 65 years old, Oma. Come on.
You know what? You've got a good marriage because the average wife says, I'm moving away before you get back.
Well, my wife puts up with 37 years of marriage.
Terrific.
Yeah, in love with the same woman for 37 years.
Very, very
My wife finds out she's going to kill me. Only kidding, dear. If you're listening, only kidding.
How many children do you have?
Four kids. I have twin girls.
Okay.
My older boy, Eric, and I got a young Andrew. He's okay. He has a cerebral palsy. He's the brightest one in the whole family. I can't figure that part out.
Good. Okay. Okay. And grandchildren or?
No grandchildren. Okay. My kids haven't blessed me with grandchildren yet. They seem to be smarter than I am. They said, we're going to save our money and use it for our retirement since we're going to have to take care of you in your old age.
Well, that's nice, though.
No, I just want to tell you that my oldest grandchild got married. She's my son's daughter, and 3 years later she had a baby. And the first time my son walked in after my granddaughter had the baby, I said, hi, Grandpa, to him. And then I said to myself, my kid is a grandfather? Oh, my God. I got to go to this food program and get something to eat. Now, do you cover the island? Do you deliver?
John was saying that I got off track a little bit.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah, we have, like I said, we have a warehouse, but we have also, we used to have 96 mobile stops. Due to cutting our funding, we're down to like 45, 46 stops. But we're not only in Long Island. In order to bring up participation, the New York State Department of Health said we can go into Queens. So we're actually in Staten Island, we're in Brooklyn, we're in parts of Queens, we're in Nassau, and we're all the way out in Riverhead.
Wow, that's something.
So we feed a lot of, Catholic Charities feeds a lot of people just in this program alone. And then we have the Meals and Wheels program, housing.
Right.
So there's a lot of programs that Catholic Charities.
And how do people know about you, the average person?
That would be through me, going out and doing outreach. I go to senior centers, I go to the churches. As many places that would have me to spread the word about the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. It's an important program.
Oh, I can see 100%.
Absolutely.
And seniors need it, and they need to know about it. And it's like John was saying, with social media, they go on and say, oh, what's that? You know, things are posted all the time. But, you know, our seniors, we don't do, I think seniors now go on Facebook. Kids are on Instagram and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But very few people on Facebook are talking about the FAN program, the Commodity Supplemental Food Program.
Right, that's a whole
lot. But if you hear me now, you can talk about it now. Put it out there.
That's the point. You know, that's what the benefit of this show is. Somebody hears it, and then they go to the community center, and I'll say to Sabina, "Do you know what I heard this morning? You know, this guy Blair was on talking about supplemental food, and that's a wonderful idea. Here's the," and then, which I say every time, all you got to do is call 311, because I'm not going to go remember the number you gave me a minute ago.
And not only that, John, we have 46 mobile sites, so if you can't come to our warehouse, you can go to these mobile sites to sign up. So, and the day you sign up, you get the food.
Oh, you can sign up at a mobile site?
Certainly you can.
I thought you had to sign up at the main office.
No, ma'am. You can go to any site and sign up. Yes, without question. We try to make it as easy as possible. And the same day you sign up, you're getting food. And I put one of my selling points, or is like, you know, when you come, don't bring a little shopping bag, bring a shopping cart, because we're going to give you lots of food.
Wow.
Right. We're going to give you $45 to $60 worth of food
and
to bring home.
And do you give them breakfast, lunch?
Do me a favor, Sabina. Yeah. Hold the thought. Because we're going to go to a break, but we're going to come back and start with you then. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back with Blair.